Speech! Speech!
Hello and welcome to this random speech from Edward II by Christopher Marlowe. It was recorded live at our revel season on Tuesday, 12th of December, 2023. It is a compilation speech of Queen Isabella, who isn't living her best majesty. Edward II by Christopher Marlowe, with Pamela Flanagan as Queen Isabella replying to Mortimer.
Madam, whither walks your majesty so fast?
Unto the forest, gentle Mortimer, to live in grief and baleful discontent. For now, my lord the king regards me not, but dotes upon the love of Gaveston. He claps his cheeks and hangs about his neck, smiles in his face and whispers in his ears. And when I come, he frowns, as who should say, "Go whether thou wilt, seeing I have Gaveston." Oh, miserable and distressed queen! Would, when I had left sweet France and was embarked, that charming Circe, walking on the waves, had changed my shape, or at the marriage day, the cup of Hymen had been full of poison. Or with those arms that twined about my neck, I had been stifled, and not lived to see the king, my lord, thus to abandon me. Like frantic Juno will I fill the earth with ghastly murmur of my sighs and cries, for never doted Jove on Ganymede so much as he on cursed Gaveston. But that will more exasperate his wrath. I must entreat him. I must speak him fair and be a means to call home Gaveston. And yet he'll ever dote on Gaveston. And so am I forever miserable. In vain I look for love at Edward's hand, whose eyes are fixed on none but Gaveston. Yet once more I'll importune him with prayer. If he be strange and not regard my words, my son and I will over into France, and to the king my brother there complain, how Gaveston hath robbed me of his love. And yet, I hope, my sorrows will have end, and Gaveston this blessed day be slain.
End speech. If you'd like to delve more into the play, at time of recording we have exploring session read-throughs, and maybe more in the future. We have also exploring sessions on all of the plays of Christopher Marlowe, additional material and discussion on his work, as well as an upcoming full-cast audio adaptation of Dido, Queen of Carthage, on this podcast. Links in the show description. If you'd like to hear more from this play, become a patron and lobby for a production. We follow our patrons' lead, and you can vote once a year for more work on any play. But we are infinitely bribeable. Support our work at patreon.com/beyondshakespeare, or you can throw us a one-off bonus at ko-fi.com/beyondshakespeare. Goodbye.